The perfect cup of coffee, Millsy.
Well, it's been set by the Italians, but they've been doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's far too much coffee and too much water pressure going into your coffee. There's a better way to make coffee. Christopher Hendon is the Assistant Professor of Chemistry at the University of Oregon. Good morning to you.
Hi there. How you doing?
Very good. What are we doing wrong with our coffees?
Well, the Australians are doing pretty good, actually, but the approach that we're talking about today with our publication that's just come online is a way of achieving more reproducible flavor. Mm-hmm. The flavor still is up to the barista, though, so they get to choose what they want to present to you. We're giving them a framework to be able to do that the same every time.
All right. Well, give us the framework now, Professor, if you don't mind, and for the baristas of Perth who are listening, and every second person seems to be a barista if they're aged under 32, what do they need to do?
All right, so let me tell you what people do currently. Right now, you take 20 grams of coffee, plus or minus a little bit, and you're going to put that in your espresso machine, and you're going to pull something like 40 grams of water through that bed. And that's what we're going to call an espresso. the problem with that is that you've ground it really, really fine to get all the flavor out of the coffee and into the cup. Now, what we've found is that actually for the grind settings that people conventionally use, that is giving rise to water not evenly flowing through that bed of coffee. And so, indeed, the coffee is acting as some sort of flow restrictor. So what we're really proposing that people do is actually use a little bit less coffee, grind such that you're allowing your extractions to go really, really high. And it still tastes good, of course. You need to make sure it tastes good. And essentially, you're going to be then controlling the mass of coffee that you're using and the mass of water you're using so that you achieve extremely high extractions, but also in a really reproducible way such that all of the water touches all of the coffee.
Right. All the water touches all of the coffee, and that's what we're doing wrong.
Well, you know, I think that it's a tricky one because I think for a long time we've been doing it more or less right in the sense that we're producing a tasty shot of espresso.
Right.
The problem is that on Monday you have your shot of espresso and you have it as a flat white or whatever, and then you go back on Tuesday and you have the same coffee and it tastes different.
Yeah.
And so the problem is not achieving one great shot. The problem is achieving 10 great shots.
Yeah, good point. I find it hard to believe that water doesn't touch all the coffee, but I'm not a coffee drinker. Christopher, that's food for thought or drinks to thought for those that love their coffee. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Chris. That's going to help a lot of people out. Christopher Hendon, Assistant Professor of Chemistry at the University of Oregon.